What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Story Behind Podcast. Today, I'm talking about Won't Bend, Won't Break. And as you can see, I'm in front of the background from the music video. This background, believe it or not, is actually my garage door. And my wife painted this after we moved in. It was a faded dark brown color from the 70s. And she got a stencil and applied the paint and then the white stencil on top of everything. And it makes a beautiful backdrop. So I decided to use it for my music video. This song, Won't Bend, Won't Break, is something that has one of the oldest song ideas that I've had. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I do believe that the title, Won't Bend, Won't Break, comes from a lyrical idea that I had back in like 2008, 2009. And I have the original lyrics for what was going to be Won't Bend, Won't Break. They are not very good, but I had written this lyrical section at some point, which is now the bridge of Won't Bend, Won't Break. And it was originally going to be the lyrics to a song when we were writing in my band, the War Stories album from 2011 is when that released. So we were actually working on that 2009, 2010. And the lyrics for a song that eventually became the no longer song, Serpent's Lie, were no one loves a lovable loser when he's losing face. No one cares who's underdog when he's lost the race. And that's the lyrics that I've held on to for all of this time. So when we were working on our rock opera back in 2013, 2014, I started to write song ideas in anticipation of what I thought would be our next project. And there's a number of song ideas that I am now incorporating and will be releasing in the next year or two. But Won't Bend, Won't Break was one of the initial ones. And all I had was basically a title and the music. And it was the musical idea. And it was pretty structured. It had the verse and the chorus, essentially. And that was one of the ideas that I gave to my brother when I was like, I'm trying to figure out something to do with this song. This was really early on. And he came up with the lyrics and the melody for the verse and the call and response that happens in the verse, which is kind of like the voice in our head that is constantly telling us that we're not good enough, or the devil on our shoulder kind of an idea, which I really think is a cool concept, because the idea in general of the song is when you want to take your shot, when you want to be bold, when you want to step out and do something, and we allow life and the voices around us to tell us that we can't do it. And we allow the circumstances in our life to beat us down to the point where we lose our edge, the go out and take the world by the tail mentality that we have when we're in high school. Over time, as life gets busy and difficult, we allow that to take our dreams away or to crush our dreams. And I did that, and a lot of people struggle with that. And my brother was processing that similar type of a thing, coming through a season of change in his life. And he said, I kind of just started to think about this, like, what happened? I used to be a certain way. I used to be bold. I used to not care what people thought of me. And then I kind of just started playing the game and toeing the line, which is the lyric from the first verse. And that really married itself well with the lyrics that I had in the bridge, which I didn't, it wasn't the bridge at the time. We knew we needed something with the song. So we came together. He had the verse idea, the chorus idea, which I had written the melody for the chorus, and then he put words to it. And when we put that together, we wanted to do a bridge. And I was like, oh, I've been trying to pigeonhole this or force feed this lyric, because I really like the words in the bridge. I've been trying for so long to find the right place for these lyrics. And I felt like they fit the vibe, which was, you know, like, if you're going to talk a big game, you got to go out and do something about it. And that's kind of the gist of the verse lyrics, which is no one loves a lovable loser when he's losing face. No one cares who's underdog when he's lost the race. Like, the time is already gone. Who cares if you were the underdog before the race started? The race is over and you lost. And that idea, no one wants you in the clutch when all you do is miss. There's a lot of things that we say, I wish I would have, could have, should have. And we wrestle with that, and then we live in regret because we didn't do the thing, or we didn't say the thing when it was supposed to. We kept our mouth shut when we were supposed to speak up. There's a lot of things that we might look back on with regret. And the idea of won't bend, won't break is no matter what's at stake, no matter whether we think it's going to make us popular or not, like there's a time when we need to speak up. There's a time when we need to do the thing. There's a time when we need to take a leap of faith, when we need to burst through that glass ceiling or what have you. So it's really, I think, one of my most rah-rah songs that I've ever written. And the way it came together with the bridge and everything, we had so much fun putting it together, because you have the vocals in the verses that are kind of call and response. So it's like the internal voice, and then there's the doubt, the voice of self-doubt that's kind of echoing back to you all of your worst fears about yourself, all of your insecurities about yourself. And then the chorus breaks in and it's like, no, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm not going to live a mediocre life anymore. I'm going to go and I'm going to shoot my shot, basically. And the way it all came together, I'm really excited about this song. Like, there are some songs that as I'm putting together, I'm like, originally the goal was like, let me just complete this song idea and see what happens. It wasn't necessarily, not every song that I'm putting out is like, do I think like this song is better than the last song is better than the last song is better than the last song? I shouldn't probably say that, but I'm just being transparent as an artist. A lot of it comes down to, it's like, what am I trying to say? Does this song say it? And I just really want, for me, it's about doing the thing. Like, I kind of, this song, it kind of is almost like the overall theme. I had Reborn, which was the theme of like, hey, I'm reactivating something that's been long dead in my life, which is my music. Won't Bend, Won't Break is kind of like the anthem for going after your dreams. And even in the face, even when people are like, come on, man, it's too late. Like, you missed the boat on this. Or even if people are like, you're not really gifted in that area. You should try something else. You should stick to your lane. All of those things, those voices that we tell ourselves and people tell us, there is a time when we need to kind of just say, screw that. I love the lyrics in the song. They get me so wild. I'm going to walk in the dark no matter what's at stake. And I like my God save me before I hit the rocks and fade to history. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this music was like, I felt like I wanted to have left a mark, like the things that I believed in, the things that I cared about. Like, I obviously in the tangible reality, like I speak to people one-on-one and I'm a man of faith. So I get the opportunity to teach the Bible from time to time at my church and things like that. But I wanted something that was basically, this is who Jeff Desiato was as a man. These are the ideals that he held. This is what he was passionate about for my kids, for my grandkids. It's one of the reasons why I've documented my life and I've done all these types of things. Like, there's a legacy of faith, courage, boldness, action, all of those things that I daydream about, I guess. And I want to have made a mark in my short time on this earth. And am I saying that my music is going to make that mark? No, but I do want my children and my grandchildren to be able to look back and see the things that I cared about and were passionate enough to work on and invest my time and effort into, because ultimately I want to speak through the music. And that's one of the reasons why I think some people might not like my music, because it's so utterly transparent in a lot of ways and so unfiltered in a lot of ways, very vulnerable, just really unfiltered thoughts. So just like these podcasts are. But Won't Bend, Won't Break, I hope you'll go and check it out. I'm really excited about it. I think it's probably the best sounding song we've put out in a bit. Now that we've been working exclusively as a unit, my dad and I, we've been developing honing our craft and our skills in the mixing and mastering department since I'm not having somebody else do it anymore. The first six songs I paid somebody else to do it to get me started. And then we decided, one, the financial commitment to do something like that is just too great. So I do appreciate everybody who is funding the music. But the funds were depleting way too quickly to justify continuing that expense. As we started to get our feet under us, I felt like we could accomplish the goal of putting out a good sounding song that said what I wanted to say and reflected who I am as a person. And I feel like this song specifically, we really hit it out of the park when it comes to the mix. I'm really excited about that. So would love to get your thoughts on the song. Leave a comment below. If you have not yet subscribed or followed me on your preferred music digital music platform, I would ask that you would. I also would ask that if you would consider supporting me, you can do that either one time through Venmo or Cash App at Jeff Desiato Music. Or if you would like to be a monthly supporter of the music, you could do that as well with the Buy Me a Coffee app. So check those links out, and I hope you'll stay tuned. We have so much more music coming your way, and I feel like we are just getting started. We've released, I forget how many songs, 17 or something like that in the last year, and I still have another 20 plus in the pipeline. So, and now I've started to write again. I kind of put the brakes on my writing because I wanted to focus on getting these songs released, but now the itch of writing new songs is coming back. So it's an exciting time, and it's not an easy endeavor, but it's something that I invite because this is the thing that I'm most passionate about. And come on back for the next episode of the Story Behind Podcast. But until then, listen to the music. I appreciate you guys.
Shake. No, what's in the life was a piece of